Good morning. This is Jay Duncan sitting in this week for Charles Horak for On Film. Today's guest is a longtime lover of movies and a freelance writer whose steady assignments include writing film reviews for the weekly Las Cruces Bulletin over the past 10 years, the biweekly local IQ of Albuquerque for the past 6 years, and film features for Albuquerque Arts and Entertainment the past 3 years. In 2002, he began a series of weekly films at the Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum in Las Cruces, which later was moved to the Fountain Theater, where it evolved into the very successful and long-running weekly Saturday Cine Matinee series. A former board member on the Mesilla Valley Film Society, he recently moved back to Santa Fe, where he continues to write, present his successful Made in New Mexico film clip series, and will soon be the scribe and an assistant programmer for the Cinematique, a two-screen art house cinema at the Santa Fe Center for Contemporary Arts. I'd like to introduce and welcome my friend Jeff Berg to the show. So, Jeff, what do you do in your spare time?
Oh, I talk to you on the phone.
We'd like to welcome you back in our extended neighborhood next week, as it's coming up on Thursday, November 8th. Could you give us a little info and brief on your appearance at the Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum?
Yeah, I'm coming back to Las Cruces, which will be very nice in many ways, to see a lot of good folks down there that I do sorely miss up here in Santa Fe. As they say, people up here aren't nearly as friendly as they are down there, but there are more restaurant choices, at least, so I can get fat and not have any friends here. what I'm doing is the Made in New Mexico film clip series you mentioned. I'm doing a new version of that. The series actually started at the Farm and Ranch back in 2010, I believe it was. I'm doing the what's called the Made in New Mexico film series, The Last Shootout. And what I've done is compiled, about clips from about 15 westerns that were partially shot in New Mexico or completely shot in New Mexico in chronological order, as I have in the past with the rest of the series, and we'll be presenting that as the last version of the all westerns part of the series because I run out of material, good material anyway, and hopefully have a good audience to bid adieu to New Mexico westerns.
Right, right. You know, the audience members, and I know certainly I personally would be interested in how you go about your research in your Made in New Mexico series, and how do you dig and delve into what has been filmed, and then how do you make your selections?
Briefly, it all kind of started some years ago when I started writing about movies and such while living in Las Cruces, and there was a book called 100 Years of New Mexico Filmmaking by an acquaintance of mine, John Bowman, who was one of the heads of the Santa Fe Film Festival for many years. And I read John's book, and it was a really interesting piece about movies made in New Mexico, obviously, but it was mostly photos from the more common movies. So I started doing some research, and I discovered that the State Film Office has an entire filmography of almost every movie ever shot, at least in part, in New Mexico from 1898 through present-day actual films that are being actually shot now, like The Lone Ranger, the new version of The Lone Ranger. And I started looking more closely at that and trying to locate the DVDs just so I could see them, because some of them were, like, really obscure or really bad. Many of them are really bad, especially from the 70s. And while doing that, I got the idea of, like, sharing this information with other people and went from there. And what I do is when I get the piece of the series going, I'll start scanning through different films until I find a scene that I think kind of shows a part of New Mexico, an outdoor scene or something that might be connected historically, and I mark that scene, and that one goes into the presentation.
I'd like to mention, too, for those audience members that may not have seen any of your past Made in New Mexico film series, or for that matter, the Made in West Texas that you presented at the Plaza Classic in August, there is live commentary before and after the clips that are shown, right, to kind of put everything in perspective.
Yeah, I chose to do that because, A, it's easier and cheaper, and also because I think it gives it more of a personal touch and allows people to ask questions, and I really, really encourage audience participation. I have a friend here in Santa Fe where when I showed one of the previous Western shows, he'd sit there and call up a film before, you know, the title of the film before the clip was even done. So
wow.
He kind of became my assistant. So
yeah.
But always get a lot of participation. And this new set that's going to be at the Farm and Ranch is, there's a lot of comedy in this, which I discovered by accident when I was reviewing the DVD the other day, much more than I thought. So it's going to be kind of a different piece as opposed to the usual more action-filled Western scenes I've used in some previous presentations.
Right. And this is your eighth and the final shootout as far as the Westerns in filmed in New Mexico. Is that right?
It's the fourth Westerns, and the whole series has eight.
Eight.
Yeah.
Well, that represents, what, some 100 or more films that you've gone through and selected over the course?
Yeah, it's there's about 15 per presentation, so that's what Mr. Math strikes here again, about 120 probably.
Yeah.
Right. I've got enough to do a whole bunch more of non-Westerns, which I'll probably do as I can find places to show these. So it'll keep going for a while. It's been pretty successful with attendance-wise, usually, except for when I went to Artesia, for which we won't talk about.
Well, you've already brought it up now.
Boo and Artesia. But I am going back to Carlsbad 2 days after the Las Cruces show, and they've been really, really receptive over there. So
that's great. This is something I feel that probably has never even been attempted or presented before in the past. Are you aware of anything, even on a minor scale such as this, that's ever been done?
Not in this way, no. In fact, I've had, since living here in Santa Fe, I've had a lot of encouragement from different sources, including the State Film Office, to start using it in a different way. I met a person who works for the State Tourism Office, and he was thinking about having me come in and doing a proposal to have these things shown at the tourist centers as people enter. They have the Welcome to Mexico tourist centers and on the state border line.
Yes.
And having these shown as backdrop things or background things at those visitor centers.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, which was kind of like, wow.
Yeah, that's unexpected and very nice. It's that broadens the whole campus, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And then just this week I met with two folks from the Albuquerque Film Office, and they want to show the entire series next year, probably starting in January and February, at the Chemo Theater, which is like a mini version of the Plaza in downtown Albuquerque.
Wow, that's so, just terrific.
Yeah.
That's just great. Have you thought into the near or around the corner future about the possibility of assembling any of this into a book form or an e-book or anything of those lines?
Funny you should ask. I am working. I've just started doing research on a book. In fact, when I'm in Carlsbad, I need to stop at the Southeastern New Mexico Historical Center to view some old still photos that they have from a lost film that was made down there in 1930. It's one of the few found films I don't have copies of from that era. So I've started doing research on a book on, I want to include as many New Mexico movies as I can in that. The State Archive Office here has some films that aren't readily available, some silence and some old documentaries and some things like that that they're going to let me see probably like in November or December when they can, find them, get it all set up. And so I want to make a more intellectual kind of book, not like for pointy heads, but like something that has a lot of detail, more for film buffs and for research people, things like that, as opposed to a warm, fuzzy book about John Wayne Westerns and things like that.
Right. It's interesting how passions sometimes take a different course of direction and lead you in an area that is even more ambitious than you started out for, huh?
Indeed. Yeah, it's been kind of like a session now to find these copies of these movies. And I have copies of every sound film that still exists, as far as I know, from 1930 through 1978, except for two, which I cannot find anywhere, and they might be lost. So, And that's another good challenge, too, is finding these copies, because some of them are like really, really obscure. I found some interesting resources, too. Some guy in Brooklyn named Eric who probably has recorded every movie that's ever been on cable has a huge catalog listing of movies, and I've been able to really have a lot of help from him. So,
wow.
Really, really helpful, for sure.
Well, that's when the Sherlockian genes come into play, right? That's when the...
yes, and you know about that. So.
Moving a little bit away, but I think a lot of the listeners and a lot of your friends might like to know, since your move to Santa Fe in mid-July, what's happening in the film scene? What are you involved with? What's going on with you?
Up here in Santa Fe, it's quite a bit different than it is in southern New Mexico or El Paso. the Cinematinee series that you mentioned at the beginning of the show was my baby, shall we say, at the Fountain Theater in Mesilla, and that has ended because the remaining board members were unable to, or unwilling to, or probably both, take it over because there's a lot of work involved in that. And as you know, because I stole that idea from you, thank you again.
hey, no problem. It's nice to spread the interest and the passion on, because I think it's contagious, you know.
It really.
It reaches other people that may be inspired to have like ideas.
Yes, indeed. That's one thing I really miss up here, is doing introductions to films and sharing the knowledge of, you know, what I learn with other people. But up here, there's more venues for, like, Fountain Theater-type films. There's the CCA, which you mentioned, which I'm going to be working with as a volunteer shortly, and they have two screens. There's a place called The Screen, which does art house films, and then one of the big box theaters here that has six screens. Usually five of those screens have, like, cine arts or Fountain-type movies or Rest in Peace, Fellini-type movies running at one time, because Santa Fe has a huge, huge movie-going audience, as opposed to the small number of people that we were able to work with and enjoy sharing movies with in Mesilla, Las Cruces, and El Paso.
Right.
So it's a lot more of a film-centered community, and a lot of productions get shot up here, and there's a studio here as well, Garson Studio, which is right next to the screen. And there's another new one, I can't think of the name of it, but a director named Lance Houle has recently opened a studio here as well. So it's kind of a happening place for movies.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Well, we all miss you, and this will be an opportunity to say hi. And those of you listening that may not have met Jeff or seen any of his presentations, an opportunity to experience what he has been doing, because, you know, there's certain things you can't put a price on. You're not doing this for money. It all started with a passion and a need to fill that passion, and, you know, when you find other people that share that or that are interested in it, that's the money. That's what makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, exactly. When I booked the series, I don't have a set price. Like, I've done everything from freebies, a few freebies in Las Cruces, of course, at the Fountain, and one at a senior center there, and then other ones offer me, you know, nice amounts of money and cover my expenses, mm-hmm. which is always helpful. So the show you went with me to Raton a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I get like $10 for that.
Hey,
they split
hey.
Their box office. So. They're like, oh boy. And they give you five, so that wasn't very fair. So.
Well, Jeff, we're just going to have to talk to you again, and I personally will look forward to seeing you on the 8th, and I know a lot of your extended family in El Paso will hopefully be going up to see you and Sarah, and in the meantime, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You do it well. There's no stopping you once you get it in you, and, you know, today I'd like to thank Jeff Berg for being my guest and wish he and his wife, Sarah, clear horizons and all the best in their endeavors and their new life in Santa Fe. Area audiences will have an opportunity to see Jeff's newest compilation of his ongoing Made in New Mexico presentations on Thursday, November 8th at 7 p.m. at the Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum on Dripping Springs Road in Las Cruces. There's asking for a $2 donation. Gosh, you know, I mean, what's not to like about the whole thing? You know, today's engineering wizard on film, by the way, has been Norma Martinez, and this is Jay Duncan sitting in for Charles Horak. And you have been listening to On Film.